Very special to me. Gucci guys, welcome to my world of green. I appreciate you here with me. Tonight is Wednesday. So glad we made it to this day. It's supposed to be hump day. It's real life Wednesdays, in which case we try to reach out to those who are experiencing some unfortunate things in their life. You know, death is a very unfortunate thing. We all know it has to happen. No way around it. The same way you are born, you will die. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So with that being said, we have to find a way somewhere in between to figure out how to deal with the loss of a loved one, loss of a child, loss of a spouse, a brother, sister, grandmother, aunt. I mean, the list can go on. So if you are experiencing some of that, you know, pain and trauma, and you finding yourself hard, you know, finding it hard for yourself to deal with it, you don't know how, you definitely want to reach out to some type of counselor or psychiatrist, and, you know, have grief counseling sessions, which is what I'm trying to offer you today. So with that being said, we'll play some more good music. And when we come back, we are going to discuss some healthy ways to deal with your grief. We were talking about it last week. No, I think it was last week, Valentine's Day. I think last week was the Valentine's Day show, I think. But we had laid off for a little bit. And today, welcome everybody that's here today. Today is the first show of season four, so we are in season four already. But I wanted to offer tips that you can use creatively to express your grief. You know, just a couple before we go back into the music. Write a journal or blog. It might seem like it's so minute that can help, but it really will. So try that if you are going through something right now. I'm going to go back, play some more music. Hopefully touch you with some memories. Just think about the good times. And just write, if you could right now, if you could, write something to the person that you miss. I don't care how long they've been gone. Just something in 3 minutes time, because that's about the time it takes to play the song, about 3 minutes time. I write something, anything. I miss you. Why'd you leave me? Anything. We'll start there because we have to break it down, get it off your chest little by little. So let's start there. So write something down. And I think I'm going to play two songs. And between those two songs, I want you to get pen and paper and write something down. Whether you're mad, upset. I mean, there's a lot of times that we are left behind. Our loved ones leave us behind. And we're very upset about that. And you walk around with that anger. So write it down right now. That's step one. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here today, Real Life Wednesdays, just trying to deal with, you know, the unfortunate reality of death. And, you know, it's not easy to lose a loved one. So I decided that I wanted to, if I can reach one person, that's fine. You know, I know there's somebody who lost somebody. You could have lost them last week, last night, 10 years ago. It still hits the same, unfortunately. I just want to prepare you with, you know, go be able to move on. First, I want to say if you've lost someone today and, you know, you are listening and you didn't eat all day, I'm going to need you to get something to eat. You know, try to, you know, throw some water on your face. Try to get something to drink. You have to stay hydrated, you know, and set boundaries when you're going through this thing. Research shows me that setting boundaries is a big thing. And what I mean by that is you have to set boundaries with yourself and you have to set boundaries with others. It's okay to say, no, I don't want to go outside. It's not okay to say, no, I don't want to eat. You got to eat. It's okay to say, no, I don't want no company. It's okay to say, I just want to sit in the room by myself in the dark and think about memories. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. But at some point, you have to come out. You have to. Even if it's not for yourself. Maybe it's someone else that you have to take care of. Maybe it's your child. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a family member, an elderly member of your family that you have to take care of and the death is really wreaking with you. I know what it's like to lose somebody. Like, trust me. Every month has something special going on. It's sick when it gets to the point that every month you can relate to somebody that you lost. It's a real painful thing, but you have to deal with it. We have to deal with it. And I'm just here to try to help you as much as you can, as much as we can get through it. So, like I said, one of the things is setting boundaries for yourself, making sure that you don't say yes to anything that you feel is overwhelming you or possibly triggering you. You can get triggered and then that can break you down. You know, you can go somewhere, call yourself getting out, and you go somewhere, you smell something that reminds you or see something or hear something that reminds you, and that could just take you back all the way down to square one. So trust yourself. If you don't think that you're ready to go out and be around others, it's okay. Just let them know. You know, because they're just trying to help. And be patient with yourself as you navigate the grieving process. You know, healing takes time. And it's okay to have setbacks and moments of weakness. I know, you know, sometimes that thing will hit me. Ooh, I've lost a lot of important people, and sometimes I'll just be going through my day and that thing will hit me. It will just hit. And there's nothing you can do about it. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Just I've learned to embrace it. And also, too, if you can, if you have people you can call, that's fine, but this is what's not right. If you're going through something and you're having a time, you're having a day, and you just break down out the blue, don't call someone else and give them that. Take that time for yourself. Don't disrupt someone else's day with your pain. You understand? It's not fair to cause extra pain because you're hurting. Have some good memories. Think about the past. And, you know, have yourself a good cry. Don't, you know, I can't respect the person that just called me bludgeonly, you know, just crying and yelling and screaming and all of that. And I get that you're going through something. I lost people too. But how do you know what's going on in my day? How do you know I'm not having that same disruptive energy in my mood? You know, please don't do that to someone. Now, for this break, last break, I said I wanted you to write a note to someone you lost, just a little note, something, I miss you, I love you, I'm mad you left me, something. Now, for this song, I want you to just think about three of your best memories with someone that you lost. Three of your best. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that will burn. Lay your head on my pillow, sweet babe. Hold your warm, ancient body close to. Don't whisper of the raindrops that grow softly against my window. Hey, all late at night. Make believe you love me one more time. Of a good time, I'll get along, and I'm sure you'll find another. But baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. You should ever find me need. Yeah. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time up the severance when you leave. Hey, 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 hey. For the good time. Oh, yeah. For the good time. Good time. for the good times. And here's what you ought to do.
Raise your head.
Welcome back to Greenleaf Network Live. You tuned in. The Duchess, a.k.a. Misunderstood. And tonight what we're doing is we are showing homage to those that we lost, our loved ones. And I'm just offering some grief mourning techniques to get you through. A big part of grief, research shows, is acceptance. And I know that's hard to say, but easier said than done, and to accept the grief is a natural part of life, and to understand that it's okay to feel sad about the loss of your loved one is okay. It says to seek meaning and use your experience to grow. Now, I know you might say, now how can I use my experience to grow from losing somebody I lost? Well, I guess part of it is looking at the memories, things that they would want you to do, and try to meet those goals, try to accomplish things that you may have promised to do to be helpful. I'm definitely not going to say don't cry. Definitely not going to say that. I'm definitely not going to say that, you know, you should hide your feelings. One thing I can say, you know, when I was so hurt when I lost my mom, at that time I was still working a 9-to-5, I found myself being mad at the world because people would speak to me and talk to me. In my head, it's like, my mother just died. Why are you talking to me? They don't know that. I mean, this is the growing process. I've grown from it, so I'm able to say it to you. Nobody knows that she's gone. Nobody knows that. Nobody knows that my whole world just crashed and burned. Nobody knew that. But the anger, I was so upset for me that for someone to say, hey, how are you doing? How's your day? The fuck? What you mean? How's my day? My mother's gone. That's how my day was. And then I went through a phase where I don't want to talk to anybody who has a mother. You know, none of those things are fair. I know that now. I didn't know that then. You know, I found myself comparing her to people. Like, why is this person still here? Why would you take her and not, you can't? Like, I'm sure everybody might say it, but my mother was a saint, bless her heart. And so in my head, it's like so many other people, why her? Why now? Why couldn't my mother see 80 and 85? There's people who live to 85 and 86 and 90. And like, why? Why mine? And if you're feeling that way and your heart is there, I just want you to know it's okay. You get past it. It's okay. One thing I will also add is have your own feelings about the situation. Don't be hurt and sit there and let somebody be in your head, especially someone who hasn't lost a parent or hasn't lost someone significant, to tell you, oh, you know what, you should just go home because what? I was on fire. Don't spaz, walk away. Again, they don't know. They don't know. Well, they do know. They don't understand. They haven't felt that type of pain. I know one thing my mom always said to me while she was living, God bless her. So you only get one mama.
You only get one. And once she's gone, we'll be back.
You the right to be free.
get good right down to the bone, to the bone.
You mean no one to me.
Welcome back. Greenleaf Network Live. I am AKA Mrs. Misunderstood. You're tuned into my world of green. Tonight, we just showing some love, paying some homage to those that we lost, listening to some good music, remembering good times. Never the bad times. Never, never the bad times. Just a couple tips on how to deal with your tragic loss. I was just going through a couple of things that you can work on. You know, I got another one for you. Mindful meditation. And what that means is you practice mindful meditation. It helps calm your mind, helps reduce your stress, and increases your ability to cope with, you know, difficult emotions. Stay connected with supportive friends and family. Like, you don't want the person that's telling you, oh, you cry too much. How long are you going to cry? She's been gone long enough. He's been gone. That's not the person that you want to be around. That's not who's helping you. You want the person who understands, okay, how was your day today? How every day is a process. There's no rush. There's no time limit. And don't allow anyone to give you one. This one was a good one, I thought. Create rituals. And in regards to creating rituals, I mean, I would take that as establishing traditions, you know, to honor the memory of the lost one. So maybe, you know, on their birthday, or maybe they did something every weekend, or, you know, keep up that tradition, especially like holidays and weekends. And I know a lot of people, once they lose loved ones, they don't respect the holidays anymore, but I get it. But I was raised a little differently, and, you know, with my raising, it's more of celebrating the life once they're gone. And so whatever they used to do, you know, you walk in that light as much as you can in the positive way. And that in turn gives them their flowers, you know, so to speak, without them being able to receive them. So, you know, if you can, if your mom or your dad, you know, were good cooks, or they fish good, or good drivers, whatever, you know, go fishing sometimes in the name of your dad. And it was hard enough talking about my mom. I didn't even bring my dad up this next show. But, yeah, so mindful meditation is definitely a great way. Staying connected with people who understand what you're going through. Make sure you're practicing self-care, and that's why I keep saying make sure you're eating. And, you know, still you still have to eat regularly. You still have to care about your well-being. You still have to wash. There's some people who lose people, and those things don't matter anymore. You could care less. You're in a stage of fuck all of those things. I don't care. That's not going to bring them back. It's not hurting yourself, hurting other loved ones. That's not going to bring them back. But what can bring you peace is if you kind of conjugate together, if you will, continue to laugh and, you know, cry when you want to about good memories. And don't allow yourself or anyone else to throw dirt on the name of a person that you've lost. I don't care what they owe you or what they didn't do or what they could have done better. They're gone now. And this is very poor judgment of you to speak ill of the will. Speak ill will of the dead. You don't get rewarded for that. God does not like ugly. Understand that. Know that as fact. So, if you can, you know, walk in any of these lights that I've offered you. And then, I wanted to just give a small prayer for the family of those who lost people. So I'm going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to come back. I'm going to say my last prayer, and I'm going to let you go. In the meantime, in between time, like I said, those couple of things can really help. Create rituals. Let me just elaborate a little bit. You can do like candle, you know, like candle lightings. I've always wanted to do this. I've never gotten a chance to, but I saw this guy on Facebook, and he got so many likes, and it just blew my mind that he responded to mine. But he was cleaning his mother's headstone, But it was beautiful. It wasn't like a regular headstone. It was like almost like a, I forgot what you call those things. God, I forgot what you call those things. But it was, the headstone was made of marble. It was at least 6 feet wide and tall off above the ground. And he actually, he took soap and water and he cleaned it and he shined it up, all the marble. I was just like, that was so amazing. And on top of it was actually a picture of his mom. So he was like cleaning her face. So if I wish she was that close to me so I can go there and clean the grave. So if you never thought about doing that, do that. Go to the grave. Clean. We'll see. When's the last time you've been? Honestly, when's the last time you've been? What is the condition of the grave right now? What is the condition of the graveyard? Or do they take it up? Are they taking keep you? That's still your mom and your dad. It's still your loved ones. You kind of want to make sure that those things are right. So, you know, take a break from not being heartbroken, because that's never going to end, but take a break from the crying and the feeling sorry and the woulda, coulda, shoulda. And I think that if you go back to the grave site, if it's near you, or maybe you could take a trip there, and just to go back there and be the person who could tidy that up. I'm sure it needs tidying. Tidy that up. Make sure the dirt is good. Make sure there's fresh flowers there. You can bring something that, you know, maybe only you and them knew, you and whichever parent it is. And I think inside that would make us, because I'm going to do it too. I think that would make us feel better, just to know, like, kind of, like, hey, I'm still here looking out for you. I'm still right here. Yeah, let's go with that. We'll be back.
Sure. He shouted, and the word I see
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. And then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Welcome back, guys. We got about 6 minutes left to the show. I got to go to the phone to see who's calling in. I want to say something to my better half. I want to salute him for being there for every loss I've ever had and understanding, giving me time to heal, healing with me, hurting with me, laughing with me. Thank you, baby. I definitely appreciate you. I definitely appreciate having somebody who understands. Some days, just thank you. We're going to go to the phone lines. Live on the air, what's good, Jay?
You know who it is. It's Damn Damn, a.k.a. the motherfucking slander rather. Now, I appreciate that, baby. You know.
No doubt. You're welcome.
I'm glad I could be there for your time. And as well,
you've been a lot of times.
You've been there more times than most. We still here, but I just want to touch on one thing. For those who are fighting the good fight, you're never going to get over it, especially when it's your mother.
Oof.
You know, especially.
Or your dad.
I don't care what you, I'm going to handle my dad a little different because that's just the way I was raised. I was raised to, you know, be up under your mom's. You know?
Mama's boy.
Right. I'm proud of it. Everybody don't get a great mother. And I have two great mothers, and let alone have two, one biological and one in-law.
But you know what is amazing? And we're not even just making this up. Like, I love his parents like mine, for real.
I love them, yep. And he loves my parents like his, for real. So
like
we really
person.
Got two great mothers and two great fathers, like for real.
Yeah, we got one left.
Yeah.
He's a soldier.
I was going to say that. We only got one left.
We got
God
one
bless
left.
Him.
Everybody
love him to
God.
Pieces. And he knows it.
Yeah.
He knows it. And
he knows
it. And shout out to the children, because my husband and I are actually the children of our, like, we're the babies of the family. So you already know, we the last hurrahs of the family. Oh,
yeah.
Shit, we got 3 minutes left.
Well, let me just say one more thing. I'm so glad that I could be there for every one of your losses. That
what is that sound in the back?
That's your daughter.
Hell?
You know she
breathes. Hey, sorry. Say what you're gonna say. Just cut you off.
I just was just saying that I'm just happy that I could be there, and that, you know, we stay where we at to the end, and it's a great thing. It's a great thing to have somebody you could come home to, and, you know, share the rest of your life with. And, you know, a lot of marriages don't make it, and a lot of them break up because of you can't deal with your previous pain. So you push that pain onto somebody else, and it's not right. You have to find a way to cope. You will. It might take you 20 years to find it. That's how long it took me. So you'll get in that place where you can, it's bearable. You're still going to cry. You still, I don't care how tough you is. And I'm a tough motherfucker. And I still cry. So that don't make you no less of a man that you cry, but a lot of people will say, well, it took you, like, you still crying after 15, 20 years? Yeah. Yeah. Everybody grieves differently. But just, you got to fight the good fight and find a way to cope. I'll end it
there. So with that, we're going to have to get out of here. I'm going to wish y'all love, peace, and hair grease. I hate to cut you off, but we're going to have to go. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for Slander Night. Send in your music. Make sure it's MP3s only. We appreciate you. I hope I touched the heart tonight. Love, peace, and hair grease. We out of here.